This is the new TC Pride Podcast, episode 57, part one of on-location coverage of the 2017 Quorum Community Leadership Awards. TC Pride Podcast, we're on location at the 2017 Quorum Community Leadership Awards. I'm here with one of our board members.
My name is Kevin Ringdahl, and I'm the vice president of Quorum this year, so I'm on the executive board. Quorum is the LGBT Chamber of Commerce here in the Twin Cities. So we have members who are both like everything from like sole proprietorships all the way up to major corporations. And basically, we try to promote an inclusive business environment where LGBT and trans people can really have a seat at the table and participate, and we try to make a more productive business environment. For larger corporations, we do workplace alliance groups where we train their employee resource groups on how best practices for LGBTQ issues. So those are just some of the things that we do.
And just from talking to people tonight, it sounds like it takes a lot of people and a lot of organizations to make that stuff happen. And that's kind of what tonight is about, right? The awards. Can you tell people a little about the awards event that we're having tonight?
So the awards, I think we have five different awards that we're giving out tonight, where we are recognizing people who have made significant contributions in this environment, the LGBTQ business environment. Personal contributions, business contributions, where they've made sacrifices, where they've really given of themselves and of their businesses to help make the Twin Cities a better place. We'll have a booth down at the Pride Festival coming up in June down at Loring Park. Plus, people can always go to our website, TwinCitiesQuorum.com. And then we do a lot of monthly events where we have like networking events, we have coffees, we do presentations, and all of that stuff is listed on our website. So that would be a really good place to go for people to check it out.
Well, thanks so much for your time and enjoy the
event. Absolutely. Thank you.
TC Pride Podcast, we're on location at the 2017 Quorum Community Leadership Awards, and I am here with
Manilin Houle. Yeah, so I'm here representing, first and foremost, the Minnesota Young DFL. We're the caucus through the state party for millennials, people new to the party. We're working to expand and learn, how do we partner with young professionals and how do we do that. And then I'm also representing my actual job, which is the policy and organizing coordinator out front Minnesota. And, we're members of Quorum as an organization, and we know the important work that it does to make sure that our businesses are equitable and supportive of our community. Yeah, so, I'll tell you a little bit about my first interaction with Quorum. I moved down here to the Twin Cities in August, not really knowing anybody, and on a two-week contract. And the first night that I came down, Rebecca Wagner, the executive director of Quorum, invited me to come to a young networking night. And it wasn't a networking night, it was a community. And that's what's so important about Quorum and the way that we really do network and we build and we synergize all the different parts of our community, whether it's marketing, whether it's retail or healthcare, and how do we support one another, because that's how we build a stronger movement, and this chamber is just a part of that, and we get to celebrate the diversity and beauty that is our community.
My name is Mary Majors. I guess I am an honoree. I'm here to talk about my friend Gary Mazzoni, who is receiving the Lifetime Achievement Award tonight, and it's my honor to be here. Well, Gary passed away in February suddenly, and Quorum is honoring him for his lifetime work for the LGBTQ community and all that he put into it over his lifetime.
And so, why would you say organizations like Quorum are so important to increasing diversity and inclusion in the business community?
Well, it's unique in that there are other organizations that might be general business organizations, neighborhood, and Quorum represents a group that has strong businesses and gives a voice to those businesses. Thank you.
My name's Jamie St. Dennis with Rodan and Fields. Rodan and Fields is a skincare line, and we have the number one skincare across all price points currently. We believe strongly in equality across all businesses, and this is such a wonderful group of people, and we want to be there for them.
Andrea Weisovic.
And Andrew, you have a history of being involved with Quorum.
Yeah, I was in business, so I was a member of Quorum. I eventually became a board member, and at one point I was president of Quorum. Well, Quorum has always been a leader in bringing diversity into different businesses. We have a lot of corporate partners, and always have, and they look to Quorum to see how do we become more inclusive, how do we help. And then for people in the community, it's a great way to connect to other businesses in the community and get your services from, you know, people that are our friends. Thank you.
I am Matt. I am the president of the U.S. Bank Spectrum Group, which is our LGBT resource group, and I am also one of the Cornerstone partners for Quorum this year.
And tell me a little bit about the Cornerstone Champion designation for the organization.
So the Cornerstone Champion started this year, and it's Quorum's way of involving the corporate sponsors a little bit more. U.S. Bank was the first one to come on board, and we are the one of the platinum sponsors for all four of their major events this year. And then we also hosted the Q2 Development Network with them just last month. So each quarter, Quorum holds a different networking event with a different theme, and our theme was BRG Leadership and Development. And so we talked about, you know, what it means to be a BRG leader and how you really develop those different skills. I think Quorum has done a good job because it brings in the different BRGs and gives us one central place to gather and really discuss our topics, look at where the community as a whole is going, especially with the Super Bowl coming to the Twin Cities next year. It's going to be really important for our small businesses to be working together, along with our major corporations, especially in the LGBT segment. Thank you.
Nathan Smith. Warner Stallion.
Well, you know, we obviously sell a ton of appliances. We're probably one of the largest in Minnesota and the upper Midwest. Today we're showcasing a lot of grill options because summer's coming, and you know, what better time to get outside and grill some food? Well, we're a local family-owned business. We're, you know, really big into the local community, and you know, being, you know, a local business, we like to be involved with other local, you know, organizations, and so that's why we're here.
My name is Jason Bryan. I am the president of the Gala Employee Resource Group at Voya Financial, bringing LGBT and ally employees together. And we are a corporate partner of Quorum, and we are involved in the Workplace Alliance, which is where Quorum brings together LGBT and ally employee groups from companies across the Twin Cities. We come together usually quarterly and have events where we share best practices around developing our ERG membership and leaders, around developing connections in the community with nonprofits, and just networking among the different employee groups and learning about what each of our companies do, getting ideas from each other, sometimes inviting each other to events that we're hosting and things like that. They're usually hosted by one of the corporate partners, so we at Voya hosted the Workplace Alliance event last December, where we talked about our partnerships with nonprofit organizations and other companies shared what they do. The last one was hosted by U.S. Bank, and we talked about developing new employee resource group leaders and how they're brought in, like the structure some companies have. Some companies have identified officers and succession planning and boards to their employee groups, where other companies, maybe the same person does the job for 4 years because they don't have that kind of planning. So ERGs, we learn from each other, we get ideas, and have fun together through that group that Quorum brings together.
And how can people find out more about the services that Voya provides?
Voya Financial provides retirement insurance and investment products. We are America's retirement company, helping everyone plan, invest, and protect for their future. And so Voya.com is the best way to find that. And we, you know, our products are offered through our own broker dealer and other broker dealers that sell those financial products across the country. I myself work in our operations division under our vendor management group. So I don't personally work on the product side, but definitely it's a good company, really committed to doing the right thing in our community, and being part of organizations like Quorum is also part of that.
My name is Nathan Jacoby. I am a board member for Twin Cities Quorum. I help support the Workplace Alliance Group, which connects employee resource groups from across the Twin Cities in big corporations. I also In my day job, I'm a manager in IT at Allianz Life Insurance Company in Golden Valley.
So you mentioned employee resource groups. So that's something that people may not know a ton about. Can you talk a little bit more about employee resource groups in general?
Sure. Most big organizations or most big companies in the Twin Cities have employee resource groups. These are, or you'll hear them called business resource groups or something like that as well. These are groups that typically are focused towards a certain portion of the population there in their company, something like LGBT or women or veterans or something like that. Especially when you talk about LGBT, it's trying to foster the ability for people to be out at work, for people to be able to bring their whole selves to work and really foster a spirit of inclusion and diversity in their corporation.
And the Workplace Alliance, that's the alliance of all of these organizations that are, like you said, represented at a lot of big corporations.
Exactly, yeah. So Workplace Alliance brings together these employee resource group leaders from across the Twin Cities, from major corporations and even some smaller companies as well, to share best practices and talk about challenges they face, better ways to do business, better ways that they can bring value to their businesses. And really, it's a great way for us to network and get together as leaders to learn more about what everybody's doing.
And if someone is looking to maybe start an employee resource group at their business that maybe doesn't have one, what are some resources you could direct them to?
Sure. So Quorum is really a great resource. Honestly, coming to one of our Workplace Alliance events, we do them once a quarter. Those are fantastic resources. There's a lot of networking you can do. You can meet a ton of people. There's also resources from NGLCC. The National Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce has some really fantastic resources, as well as the Forum for Workplace Inclusion, which is actually run by St. Thomas. They have some really great resources as well, things that will kind of help you get your ERG off the ground.
Well, thank you very much for your time, and good luck with everything you're doing.
All right, thank you.
The TC Pride Podcast is a production of Podletter Media and Twin Cities Pride. Subscribe now on iTunes, on Android, or on YouTube at tcpridepodcast.org.